Today's scripture reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11.
今日的经文是哥林多后书第二章的第一到第十一节。
We'll read this passage responsibly, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们会以响应的形式读出，先是英文，再是广东话。
2 Corinthians 2, verse 1. So I made up my mind that I would not make another painful visit to you.
For if I give in to who is left to make me, the painful I have for you.
I wrote as I did, so that when I came, I would not be distressed by those who should have made me rejoice. I had confidence in all of you that you would all share my joy. For I wrote you out of great distress and anguish of heart, and with many tears, not to grieve you, but to let you know the depth of my love for you. If anyone has caused grief, he has not so much grieved me as he has grieved all of you to some extent, not to put it too severely. Punishment inflicted on him by the majority is sufficient. Now, instead, you ought to forgive and comfort him so that he will not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. I urge you, therefore, to reaffirm your love for him. Another reason I wrote you was to see if you would stand the test and be obedient in everything.
Anyone who forgive, I also forgive. And what I have forgiven,
if there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake. Let us read verse 11 together. In order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes.
《哥林多后书》第二章第一到第十一节。第一节，我自己定了主意，再到你们那里去。 必须大家没有忧愁。我曾把这些事写给你们，恐怕我到的时候，应该叫我快乐的那些人，反倒叫我忧愁。我也深信你们众人都以我的快乐为自己的快乐。 若有叫人忧愁的，他不但叫我忧愁，也是叫你们众人有几分忧愁。我说几分，恐怕说得太重，倒不如赦免他，安慰他，免得他忧愁太过，甚至沉沦了。 为此，我先前也写信给你们，要试验你们，看你们凡事顺从不顺从。等我哋一齐嚟读最后第十一节，免得撒旦趁着机会胜过我们，因我们并非不晓得他的诡计。
May God bless the reading and hearing of his word. Today we warmly welcome Reverend Jeffrey Ju to bring us today's message, Painful Love.
Good morning, everyone.
早晨大家.
My name is Jeffrey Ju.
这个是周正涵牧师.
I am the RUF campus minister at Queen's College.
他是King's College的
I work with college students. RUF is our denomination's college ministry.
他是做学生工作, RUF是他的事工。
It is a great joy to be with you this morning.
今天周牧师很开心来到这里大家同一家见证。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父,
we thank you for your kindness and your love to us.
多谢你的慈爱和你的爱来到我们当中。
May you bless this church through the message.
你祝福这个教会因为你的,
comfort and exhort.
安慰和警醒。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
There's a quote I read a while back that really stuck with me.
我曾经读过一句是在我对我心印象很深刻的。
What do promises and hearts have in common?
那句就是承诺和你的爱心是有什么相同呢?
They're meant to be kept, but always end up broken.
承诺和爱心都是应该是遵守的,不过很多时候承诺是被食言,爱心是去失去。
If that's not unbelievably sad to hear, I don't know what is.
如果未这样听到的话,你们觉得是很忧伤的,那我不知道其他有什么可以更加忧伤。
But it's true, isn't it?
不过这个是很真实的。
So listen closely to the lyrics of modern love songs. Pay attention to the attitude of cynical people, and let's be honest, we all have a little cynicism in us.
你听听现在流行的爱情的歌曲,你听见那些写歌的人,他们的心态是怎样,他们是粉细疾俗的。
We start to believe that promises are going to be broken. People are going to let you down.
我们开始相信承诺是不遵守,然后我们人就会对人失望的。
You'll probably be disappointed, so you just lower your expectations of your friends and your family.
因为我们开始觉得失望,我们对于我们的亲人和朋友的期望就越来越低了。
That way it'll hurt less.
我们就会越来越低。But
for some reason, even with all the defenses we put up with our attitudes of disillusionment, we still get hurt when people don't do what they say they'll do.
就算我们可以防卫了,不觉得人家会对我们失望的话,不过其实我们很多时候都会有这个问题。
We still get offended when promises are broken.
很多时候我们被冒犯,如果人家对我们的承诺是失去的话。
We are still put in that posture of vulnerability because at the end of the day, there was still just a little bit of hope that the other person would come through.
不过我们很多时候都觉得,在最后那些人对我们的承诺都会去遵守。
We want the promise to be fulfilled so badly, and maybe, just maybe, we think it will.
我们很希望人家对我们的承诺是会遵守,不过我们真的想,这是我们的所想。
And this is where the anticipation of hope was for the Corinthian church.
这个期望就是哥林多教会。
Maybe, just maybe, Paul will come visit us like he promised.
或者,真的或者,保罗会来到哥林多教会探访我们。
Right before our passage today, Paul talks about his change of plans.
在我们今天的经文当中,保罗去讲他会改变他的计划。
I wanted to come, but I decided not to.
保罗说,我想来,不过我决定不来了。
So now Paul has to go into defense mode because people are attacking him. They're attacking his authority, his apostleship.
保罗要去防卫自己,因为有人会攻击他的权柄,攻击他的使徒的身份。
Look at this guy. He's so flaky. He's not a legitimate apostle. And also, what's with him just beating us over the head with the gospel? He's so overbearing. What an abuser of authority.
那些攻击的人会这样说,你看看这个人,他有多虚伪,他不是真的使徒,还有他自己为什么经常用福音来攻击我们呢?
This is what Paul has to deal with in our passage today. He's in the middle of the defense of his ministry and apostleship, and he gives us three actions that all center on one theme, love.
这个就是保罗在今天的经文里面所说的,他要为自己的事工去辩护,不过这三个行动,这三个行动都围绕在一个 最重要的主题就是爱。
These three things are the letter of love, the discipline of love, and the forgiveness of love.
这三样呢就是爱的信、爱的管教和爱的饶恕。
Now Corinth was one of the largest cities in Rome and also one of the most corrupt.
哥林多是罗马其中一个最大的城市，也是一个最腐败的城市。
It was a strategic commercial center providing international pleasure.
因为是很有策略性的商业地区，从它对于国际当中也好，给予很多的喜乐。
Sounds like New York, right?
好像纽约咁，是不是？
And Paul decides to plant a church there.
然后保罗希望在那里是建立一间教会。
He leaves and goes back to Antioch and then travels to Ephesus and he stays there for 3 years.
他离开了哥林多，又回到安提亚之后，他就在以弗所住了3年。
While he's there, he hears about all the stuff going on in Corinth.
在以弗所，他听到在哥林多很多事情。
Lots of messed up stuff.
很多乱七八糟的事情。
Infighting and divisions in church, messing up the sacraments, really crazy and not in a good way, worship. There's theological heresy, and let's not forget the incest in 1 Corinthians 5, a man sleeping with his father's wife.
好似教会里边嘅内斗纷争啦，仲有喺圣餐里边嘅搞到乱七八糟，同埋喺崇拜当中好多好疯狂嘅崇拜，呢啲都系喺。教义上一个是异端，还有不要忘记在哥林多前书第五章讲到一个人他跟他自己后母发生关系的时候，这些都是很多事情在哥林多教会发生的。
See that first letter, 1 Corinthians, was Paul's attempt at trying to solve the problems at Corinth.
这个是第一个书信，是保罗希望是解决到哥林多教会的问题。
And even after the Corinthians got that letter, they still were stuck in their messiness.
虽然哥林多教会嗰啲信徒得到依第一封信之后，不过嗰啲信徒仲系喺佢自己乱七八糟里边沉迷咗。
So Paul gives them a visit, and this visit it wasn't nice.
然后保罗系去探访佢哋，不过个探访唔系一个开心嘅探访。
It was from verse 1 of our passage a painful visit.
好似系我哋今日嘅经文里边第一节咁，系一个系好痛苦嘅探访。
We don't know exactly what happened, but we can infer that there were people who were attacking Paul and his character and credentials.
我哋唔知道嗰阵时候发生咩事，不过我哋知道系有人系攻击教会佢嘅品格同埋佢个德行。
And so many scholars argue that Paul sent a severe letter, a 1.5 Corinthians, to the church at Corinth, which we no longer have.
有一啲學者佢話，保羅曾經寫過一個好嚴厲嘅信俾哥林多。不過依封信咧，我哋已經唔喺聖經裏邊啦。
He says he's going to visit Corinth, but instead he sends the severe letter with Titus to the Corinthian church, and he's so stressed out about this harsh letter and how he wants to discipline the Corinthian church that he decides to take the long way around, and he doesn't actually visit Corinth.
他说他想去探访哥林多教会，但是他其实没有，他是送了一封，他是由提多去送了一封这个很严厉的信去哥林多教会那里，而且他很严重境界，在信里面是很刻意地说他是很管教哥林多教会。
Now, Paul already wrote 1 Corinthians, so the fact that he had to write another two more letters to them means that the situation in the Corinthian church was really bad.
除了第一封信，我哋系从来冇喺圣经里面之外咧，保罗仲写到两封信，就系哥林多前书同埋哥林多后书。
But he loved them so much that he couldn't just abandon them.
因为保罗系好爱哥林多教会啲人，佢唔可以放佢哥林多教会嗰啲兄弟兄。
So we come to 2 Corinthians, and this letter is really about weakness.
我们来到哥林多后书，这封信呢其实是讲到软弱。
One of my pastors said when preaching through this book, the way of the kingdom of God is not the way of strength, not in the way of power, not in the way of influence, but it's in the way of weakness and humility and servanthood.
其中一个周牧师的牧师他这样说，其实是神的国度 的用途呢，不是因为权力，亦都唔系才能，亦都唔系影响力，系在于你个谦卑同埋你个 一个仆人的心态。
Paul understands that in lowness, in humility, in weakness is where the power of God is most demonstrated.
保罗知道这个是谦卑和一个这个信服的，是一个就是神的能力。
And that's how Paul approaches his defense of his apostleship.
这个因为这样，保罗是用这个方法去怎样去抗辩他自己的使徒身份。
So the first point, the letter of love.
第一点就是爱的信。
As I said before, most scholars agree that this letter that Paul's talking about in verses 3 and 4 is this 1.5 Corinthians, this severe letter.
我很多学者会这样讲，在即我们今天看的经文里面，第三、第四节里面，就是讲哥林之前保罗寄给哥林多教会的那封很严厉的信。
We don't know much about this letter, but Paul says that he wrote out of much affliction and anguish because of out of much affliction and anguish of heart and with many tears.
我哋对于封信唔知道几多嘢，不过保罗讲佢写封信系因为佢受好喺心里边好多伤痛。
This is the kind of writing that you know was hard to write because you could almost anticipate the reaction.
写的信咧，你系好难写，因为当你写就你会期望到一啲好唔同嘅反应。
If you've ever had to write a really truthful email to someone you were close to, you know what I'm talking about.
如果你真系要写封信俾你好真实写封信你自己所好亲近人亲近嘅咧，你会知道我讲紧乜嘢。
This is no simple type and send situation.
依个唔系好似我哋 send 电邮咁样打完就寄咁简单。
This is a letter that was going to cause people to be angry, to be upset, to be confused.
这封信会引起教会的人去很嬲怒啊，很不安，同埋好怀疑惑。
Paul, what did we do? Why are you talking to us like this? Why are you being so mean?
佢嗰啲教会人会话：保罗，你点解要对我哋咁做？你讲啲系咩意思啊？点解我哋对于我哋咁残酷啊？
You see, the irony of saying something to qualify it means that it had that same effect. When Paul says, hey, I wrote not to cause you pain, that almost definitely means that it caused them pain.
你哋觉得即系咁样讲好似好讽刺，因为保罗咁写信去俾佢咧，即系唔系想去引起有痛苦，但系因为写封信就真系引起佢哋有痛苦。
So Paul was caught between sending this letter that would be painful and not sending this letter, but he also has another dilemma.
保罗写封信咧，会引起佢痛苦。不过，如果真系唔写封信寄俾佢哋，佢要变咗系进退两难啦。
He has two options: going to Corinth would intensify the pain, might make things worse. But to stay away would probably mean letting the problems at the Corinthian church to fester.
佢可以有两个选择。第一个选择咧，佢真系亲身去哥林多教会。不过呢个会更加令到个痛苦增加，而且令到个处境更加坏。另外一個事情咧，佢可以唔去，但係咧，佢會令到喺哥林多教會嗰啲問題咧更加發展得壞。
This would make reconciliation even more difficult.
咁會令到係大家可以復回嘅更加難度，大家可以復回。
Friends, this is a reminder that many times in ministry there is no simple answer.
大家我睇佢咁講喺教會裏邊好多事情。很多事工不会有一个很简单的答案。
There are oftentimes no easy solutions. Ministry is simply going to be messy.
我很多时候是不会有一个容易答案，事工是很多时候是很复杂的。
A pastor said to me recently, I used to think leadership was about getting people to follow you. But what I found during the season of COVID is that leadership is actually making a decision with only 20% of the information.And then trying to convince the 50% of your people who disagreed with you that the decision you made was in the best interests of everybody.
其中有一個牧師對周牧師咁講，佢話我以前會覺得領導係一個淨係要人哋跟從嚟嘅，不過而家唔係啦，因為經過新冠病毒嘅之後咧，領導咧就其實咧係。要在得到有知道有20%的資訊講時咧，就要 制決定了，然後要令到去說服 50% 的人，他们不同意你去跟隨你，他是一個是很難的事情。
And friends, that's hard.
这个是很難的事情。
It can be easy to dismiss the decisions of your leaders, whether they be your church leaders or your local community leaders or leaders in the government.
这个是很容易放弃的，放弃了教会的领袖啊，或者是区域的领袖，或者教是政府领袖那些决定。
We like to think that we know all that went into the decision.
我们很多时候觉得知道他们为什么要做啲决定。
We are so quick to judge and criticize them.
我哋好容易好快去判断佢哋，同埋去批评佢哋。
Even our parents.
就算好似我哋嘅父母一样。
Here's my encouragement to you.
我系对你哋有嘅鼓励。
May we be people who are characterized by what James says in his first chapter: quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
就算好像雅各书里面所讲的，就是慢慢的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
For all the anguish and the pain that this letter caused, for all the anguish and affliction that it caused Paul just to write it, Paul was very clear that this was a letter of love.
就算这封信所带来的不安的痛苦，所有的受苦，是因为保罗引起的话，不过保罗知道很清楚，这封信是一个爱。
Verse 4, not to cause you pain, but to let you know the abundant love that I have for you.
好像第四节，这个不是为你们带来痛苦，是知道是有，对你是有很多的爱。
Confrontation is not unloving.
就算对人面质问对人，不是一个不爱人的行为。
Telling someone that they did something wrong is not unloving.
告诉人听他们有做错的事，不是一个不爱对方的事情。
But the interesting thing about this confrontation was that it was over a letter.
不过这个很有趣，这个质问呢，不是面对面过，是经过一封信。
In verses 1 and 2 in a previous chapter, Paul tells the Corinthians that his decision to not visit them was a hard decision, and he also knew what it would do to his reputation.
好像在哥林多，即今天的经文的前一章，哥林多后书第一章里面所讲的，他知道这个事情呢是很难的，这个决定是很难，而且呢会这个对于他自己的名誉有什么影响。
Someone who said he was coming, but he didn't.
有人说他说他来，不过他没有来。
A broken promise.
一个失信的承诺。
But the reason why was because he knew what the visit would do to them.
不过因为为什么保罗不来呢？因为保罗知道他来到会对于他们有什么发生，有什么影响。
He had already made a painful visit to them before.
是从前他已经是来过哥林哥教会的了。
Another painful visit likely would have destroyed his congregation.
他再来一次会对于会众呢，是整个哥林哥教会会众会摧毁。
You see, what looks like weakness to the world, going back on your promises, actually turns out to be a result of pastoral wisdom.
不过在好像世人所讲，我们失信的话好像一个软弱，不过在实际来讲呢，是一个教牧的智慧。
And he does this out of love.
保罗这样做是出乎他的爱。
Verse 2, for if I cause you pain, who is there to make me glad but the one whom I have pained?
好像第二节的，如果我对你引起忧愁的，那又有哪个令到我会更加忧愁呢？
I want you to rest on that line right there. Paul is so tied to the church that when they are grieved, he's grieved.
我们可以想想第二节，刚刚我们读的第二节，保罗对于这个教会很谨慎，因为 他教会是怎样为他忧愁，令到他忧愁，他就会忧愁。
Verse 3, when they're joyful, he's joyful.
在第三节，如果教会是喜乐的，他都喜乐。
There is no disconnect there.
他们教会和保罗是没有分离的。
Paul loves them so much. Like, this is the language that parents use when they talk about their children.
保罗用咁嘅言语，咁爱嘅哥林多教会，就好似父母爱子女一样。
And this, friends, is the reason why sin and brokenness in this world, especially in the church, should make us emotional.
呢个就系教会嘅即系喺呢度嘅罪同埋嗰个破碎喺呢个世界上，好似令到特别喺教会里边咧，系令到我哋好情感，即系情感好好好好
One of my favorite hymns is Did Christ Over Sinners Weep?
周牧师有种好喜爱的诗歌就是耶稣为罪人哭泣吗？
The lyrics are Did Christ Over Sinners Weep and Shall Our Cheeks Be Dry? Let floods of penitential grief burst forth from every eye. He wept that we might weep over sin and shame. He wept to show his love for us and bid us love the same.
其中有嘅诗歌里边嘅耶稣系咪真系为罪人去哭泣咧？佢咪个佢个面庞系咪系干嘅咧？系让呢、这个每只眼睛都系可以有好似流泪咁样，佢可以喺度哭泣，不停嘅一为咗罪同埋羞耻。
You see, friends, we must be wrecked by sin.
我们可以知道我们是被罪是破碎了。
Sin must grieve us because, look, even if you don't believe in God, you have to believe that there's brokenness in this world.
罪是令到我们可以忧伤。我们看看，如果我们不信神的话，我们知道这个世界，我们可以看这个世界是多破碎的。
There's abuse, there's slander, there's broken relationships, there is systemic injustice. People are raped, killed, and babies are aborted.
那裡有虐待啦，有毀謗啦，有破碎的關係啦，還有是系統性的不公平啦，然後有人被強姦啦，被人殺啦，還有嬰孩被出生之前就被墮胎咗啦。
Something is wrong with this world unless we forget death is not natural.
這個世界有些是有些不啱的事情，不過我們要記得死亡不是自然的。
If you believe in God, death is not natural.
如果你是相信的，死亡不是正常，不是自然的。
Death crept in because of the effects of sin.
死亡偷进来我们的世界是因为罪的问题。
With all this brokenness, how do you respond to others' sinfulness?
在这个世界这么破碎当中，我们怎样去回应这个我们的罪呢？
As a church, how do you respond to the brokenness of this world?
是一对于一个整个教会，对于整个世界的破碎，我们怎样去回应呢？
Do you ignore it?
我们是忘记它啊？
Do you call it out?
或者我们大声疾呼啊？
When you look at the messiness inside the church, are you on your knees praying that such things wouldn't happen and that people would be healed?
如果我们看到教会有很多扭教的时候，我们会不会我们跪下去祈求，即是祷告这些事是不会发生，然后人是会被医治？
Let's also look at the other side.
我们看另外一方面。
The Corinthians are the ones receiving this harsh letter.
哥林教教会的弟兄姊妹 是这方面去接受一封信的。
How do you think they responded?
你想想他们会有什么反应？
What is your response to correction?
咁我哋嚟讲，我哋会有咩反应呢？
What is your reaction to rebuke?
对，如果有人对我哋系有更正我哋，我哋有咩反应呢？
When people in authority point out something wrong that you've done, are you quick to be defensive?
如果有啲在上位嘅去指正你有做错，我哋咪好多时候就好防范我自己。
You see, how we speak out against the wrongs and injustices of the world tell a lot about our characters, but just as important, if not more, is also how we respond when our own unjust and evil actions are called out.
对，我们对于世界有些不对同埋不公的时候，我们很容易去讲出来这个相同的性，因为我这样的性格的话，相同来讲，我们对于我们自己的不公平同埋我们的罪，我们会怎么讲呢？
Secondly, we come to the discipline of love.
第二点就是我们讲到爱的
Now, if you're on the side of the one giving out the discipline, you're going to be the one who says, I'm doing this because I love you.
在方面，一方面是去给一个管教的呢，他会这么讲，我这么做是因为我是爱你。
If you're on the side of the one getting discipline, you're probably going to say, you're doing this because you hate me.
如果你是被管教的呢，你很容易地说，因为你憎我。
That's just natural because no one likes getting disciplined.
这个很自然，因为没有人是想被管教。
What discipline involves, first and foremost, is recognizing that there was something done wrong, and second, that there needs to be a correction. Something done wrong, and how do we correct the action?
管教是关乎两件事，第一咧就要知道乜有啲嘢系咩做错，第二咧就系点样去改正啲做错，就系知道咩系做错咗，同埋点样去改正啲做错嘅事。
Now in the passage in verses 5 and 6, Paul makes reference to a certain someone or someones who caused pain, but now he's directing the language to the rest of the church.
他在我们今天读的第五节、第六节，他是保罗是提到一个有一个人或者一些人，他是引起教会的痛楚，但他这个信不是直接对那个人，是这个信，这个言语是对于整个教会。
This offender or group of offenders has not necessarily hurt just Paul, but has caused pain to the entire church.
罪人或者这班人的话，他不一定是真的直接去伤害了保罗，但是呢，他引到整个教会的痛楚。
We can speculate all we want on what this person did, but we do know that this person was probably undermining Paul as an apostle.
我们不可以去推测我们怎样去对于个人怎样去对待人，不过我们知道这个人是怎样 去低估了保罗这个使徒。
And we all know what happens when someone with a loud enough voice and just enough charisma takes the stage of dissent.
我们很明白的，当一个是讲话比较是大声的，同埋他有足够的吸引力的人，当他在台上讲话的时候会怎样？
They start to draw followers, and this leads to divisions.
因为他在台上的时候，他会吸引其他的跟从者，会引起教会的分裂。
It's like the Corinthians didn't even pay attention to the first letter.
好像哥林哥教会，他对于第一封信是没有重视到。
But when Titus visits Paul, he brought him good news.
不过提多去探访保罗，回去探访保罗的时候，他带去一个好的信息。
The Corinthians had repented.
哥林多教会的人是会悔改了。
They had listened to Paul and they disciplined this person.
他们是听保罗的话，以及去斥责这个人。
The letter of love worked.
这封爱的信是成功的。
Probably so much so, like to the extreme, that Paul is now writing to rein them in.
好到保罗咁讲，唔一定好极端，不过呢啲系对于所有人咧，系俾保罗系讲明白。
He ends verse 6 by saying this punishment by the majority it's enough。
好似喺第六节佢讲话，呢个惩罚已经足够啦。
See, it's possible to think that you're loving when you're actually disciplining in a harsh way that goes overboard。
好似你好似我哋咁想嘅。爱这个人呢，不过实际呢是他对于个人是情责是好一个比较好过分的。
We must also recognize our own sinfulness in that regard, in a desire to overcorrect for evil by doling out too much justice.
我们都要认清楚我们自己本身都有罪的情况之下，我们不要去过分 去改正个人，是因为我们以为我们是做一个正义的事。
Now, some of you are probably thinking, church discipline, what is that?
我们好像想教会的管教是什么来的呢？
And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised.
很多时候我不会觉得很惊奇。
There are plenty of reasons that we don't have a firm grasp of church discipline.
有很多原因我们不太清楚教会管教是代表什么意思。
However, church discipline is not just nice to implement, it's necessary.
教会管教不是一个只是觉得哦，这样做是很好，其实是一个是必要的事情。
If you've taken membership vows in a church, probably one of your vows was in response to this question. Do you submit yourself to the government and discipline of the church and promise to strive for its purity and peace?
好像你成为教会会员的时候，你有亦承诺过对于教会的管教是好像头底下那句问题咁，你系唔会将你自己喺顺服于教会嘅管教当中，系咪系尽量去保持圣洁同埋和平咧
？Purity and peace，
清洁同埋和平。
We like to think that in maintaining peace, we need to not do anything disruptive。
我哋好容易想，如果要保持和平，我哋就应该乜嘢都唔做啦。
We need to not speak out。
我们可以不出声啊。
But maintaining purity and peace means getting down and dirty and sometimes using church discipline.
不过要保持清洁和和平，其实真实际讲，我们是要真的去做管教的工作。
This actually helps the church grow in unity.
其实这是帮助教会是成长和合一。
Notice what Paul says in verse 9, that I might test you and know whether you are obedient in everything.
就好像保罗在第九章那样，我是看看你们是不是真的能够信服一切。
A church who takes up the task of church discipline is a mature church.
一个教会它是会有教会管教，是一个成熟的教会。
So what should the church be disciplining for?
那教会管教众徒 是为了什么呢？
Unrepentant sin, divisiveness, and serious doctrinal error.
有很多原因，第一个是无悔改的罪，和教会的令到教会分裂，和在教义上的错误。
Matthew 18 gives us the general guidelines.
在马可福音第十八章十五至十七节，给了一个好一个引导。
First, private rebuke, and if that doesn't work,multiple people rebuke, and if that doesn't work, public rebuke, and if that doesn't work, excommunication. But if repentance is achieved, restore the person to fellowship and reaffirm your love for him or her.
好似喺马太福音第十八章咁话，首先你可以一个人自己同佢去讲，如果一个唔得嘅话，你就带多两或者三个弟兄去讲。如果咁都唔得咧，就喺教会里边。如果咁都唔得咧，就要远离佢，唔好同佢有亲近。如果呢个咁嘅可以令到嗰个人可以悔改嘅咧，呢个就系可以将嗰、那个大家嘅团契重新和好啦。
You see, friends, church discipline is the indication that we are family.
我哋都知道教会嘅管教就系一个好似喺屋企里边一样。
When you cause pain, you cause it to everyone.
你引起嗰个痛楚，你唔系净系为某一个人，其实系对于每一个人。
That's still such a foreign concept to us in our culture of individualism.
就好似我哋喺我哋而家嘅文化一样，系一个个人咁样。
You do you, and I'll do me, and then, or your family, and you know you do you guys, and then me and my family, we're going to do whatever we want.
你自己做你自己事，我做我的事，我自己屋企人做我自己事，你屋企人做你自己嘅事。
But Dietrich Bonhoeffer writes in his book Life Together, there is no sin in thought, word, or deed, no matter how personal or secret, that does not inflict injury upon the whole fellowship. An element of sickness gets into the body. Perhaps nobody knows where it comes from or what member it has lodged, but the body is infected. This is the proper metaphor for the Christian community.
在德国有一个神学家叫做潘霍华，他在他的书《团契生活》里面这样说，他说没有一个罪恶，或一个意念，或者一句话，一些行为，是在私人当中是不会影响到整个的团契的，因为这些事情某一个元素，这个是进入身体里面，令到每一个人都知道这些事情是有问题的。
What we do in private affects the whole body.
我们私人底下所做是会影响整个大家。
It's like the concept of cancer.
就好像癌症一样。
What happens in cancer is actually a series of mutations in our body cells that shut down all these genes that regulate how our cells grow and die.
癌症就是有一些细胞它是突变了在我们身体里面，这些突变的细胞是影响其他的细胞的生长。
With all these mutations, the cells are now growing at a crazy rate, and then these defective cells, they begin to spread to the rest of the body.
这些突变细胞它们疯狂的生长，然后令到其他的身体是开始有摧毁。
And the body begins to break down.
然后整个身体就是会倒了。
Like God said to Cain, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, all of you, all the churches everywhere, and you all together collectively must rule over it.
好像神对Cain 说，他说 罪是伏在你的门底下，如果你是想的话，那变成那些罪越来越多，就好像在教会一样。
Friends, I want to ask, are you close enough with your church members that you could identify if something was cancerous in the church?
我们可以问一下大家，我们是不是对于我们真屋边的弟兄姊妹是很亲近，可以去明白有哪些是在教会里，好像我们的比喻一个癌细胞那样呢？
Would you be bold enough, loving enough to approach this person?
你会不会很勇敢和很有爱心去接近这个人呢？
Would you trust your fellow brothers and sisters to approach the situation with gentleness and truth?
你会不会是去接近这个弟兄，是用一个有温柔和一个真实，心呢？
Would you trust the leadership of the church to implement the necessary measures if repentance wasn't achieved?
你会相信教会的领导会进行应该有的条件去令到一个人可以悔改呢？
Would you, and I think this is the hardest one, would you have the spirit of love and restoration to bring the brother or sister back into fellowship with you and shower him or her with the comfort and love of Christ?
不过更加难的，我们有没有一个圣灵，是一个爱心和同这位弟兄或者姊妹有一个复和的团契呢？
Finally, our third point or our third action, we have the forgiveness of love.
第三一个最后一点就是我们的爱的饶恕。
We've talked about this a little already, but look at the progression of Paul's argument. Yes, you've disciplined him, but now we're looking at verses 7 to 11. It's time for the Corinthians to turn and forgive and comfort him.
我们可以看到保罗在这封信的第七至十一节这样说，现在是需要去原谅和要安慰，因为
You see, discipline in the eyes of the church is always about restoration.
我们知道在教会的的管教里面呢，很多时候是要复和。
A bringing back towards obedience and fellowship.
要带回有一个服从和有一个团契的生活。
This is why the metaphor of the body is so important.
这个就好像身体的一个比喻一样，咁重要。
See, I used the metaphor of cancer before, and one of the reasons why that metaphor is so powerful is because the aim of cancer surgery and treatments is not meant to rip off the body parts that are infected and simply toss them away.
我哋首先讲嘅好似一个癌细胞嘅比喻一样，呢个癌细胞唔系即系话即系将嗰癌细胞切咗就抌咗去，其实呢个癌细胞之后切咗之后咧，其实系要大家复和一样。
The whole point is to target the cancer cells so that the body would be restored.
这个最重要的点就是将那个癌细胞拿走之后呢，要大家在当中整个身体要康复。
Friends, just as an aside, I want to encourage you here. If you have close ones, if you have family members or friends who have gone through or are going through cancer treatments, love them.
各位，如果你本身有朋友或者亲人是有癌症的，其实你要好好爱他们。
Be in their presence and let them know that you are there.
他同他一起，同时知道你是同他一起支持他们的。
Support them because it is such a terribly hard thing to go through.
他要支持他，因为这个好经历癌症是一件很不容易的事。
We live in a broken world ravaged by disease and we look to the day.Where there will be no more tears, no more shame, no more pain.
我们活在一个很破碎的界，是很多眼泪。
As we come back to this idea of forgiveness, we see that forgiveness has immense power.
我们来到一个饶恕这个概念，饶恕是很有力量的。
See, verse 11, forgiveness allows us to see Satan's plans.
在第十一节饶恕是令到我们看到撒旦的计划。
See, there's something very sobering about forgiving someone.
我们可以知道很清楚去饶恕人是怎样的事情。
You're no longer drunk with the rage of your own anger.
你不是因为只是沉醉自己的愤怒当中。
You're paying the price of something that was owed to you, but forgiveness in the end is truly cathartic, and one of the reasons why is because it opens our eyes.
我们是 自己俾付出代价，因为系呢嗰啲事情咧，系人哋欠你嘅。
We see more clearly when we've extended grace and mercy to someone.
我哋可以睇清楚，我哋将呢个恩典系加俾人嘅时候，可以更加睇得清楚。
We recognize evil not just at work in the other person, but also in ourselves.
我哋可以睇到呢个人唔单止人哋嘅罪恶，并且睇到我哋本身自己。
Satan's plan is to attack, to divide, to accuse. He wants to split the family up. He wants faithful leaders to be undermined. He wants the people of God to make a mess of themselves so that the world can laugh at us.
Satan's 计划就系要控告人啦，分裂人啦，而且令到我哋自己有当中系有分裂。
The world wants to say, you believe in the power of forgiveness, and yet you can't even forgive the people whom you call brother and sister.
在这个世界可以，我们可以知道，我们相信我们是原谅大家的。
And yet, what if our greatest apologetic to the world wasn't some carefully construed argument about the existence of God or about the historical truth of the resurrection of Jesus, which are all amazing apologetic arguments? But what if greater than all of this was a culture?Of forgiveness.
我们可以 在教义里面怎样 去巩固教义，其实就是我们饶恕，特别在我们在行为当中去怎样去饶恕人。
What if in the eyes of the world, what looks like weakness is actually the most powerful thing we could do?
在世界上我们看见饶恕人好像很软弱，不过这个是最有能力的一个事情。
Peter writes in his first letter, Have your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation.
好似彼得在前书里面，他说要在别人看见你的好行为，当人家是毁谤你的时候，他们见到你好行为，就可以在再降临的时候，圣灵再降临的时候，可以见到你神的荣耀。
See, forgiveness doesn't just end at making us see Satan's plans.
原谅人不是只是一个计划。
Forgiveness actually thwarts Satan's plans.
而且原谅人呢，其实是摧毁了撒旦的计划。
That is the power of love, of weakness.
那个爱的能力其实就在软弱当中显明出来。
See, we talked about the letter of love, the discipline of love, and the forgiveness of love, but where do we draw the ability to do these things from?
我们读到爱的信，同埋爱的管教，同埋爱的饶恕，咁呢啲系喺嗰能力喺边度出嚟嘅咧？
You see, I'd rather not write a letter that confronts people.
我系唔想写一封信去责备人哋。
And when was the last time you heard a church disciplining someone?
我哋教会当中上一次你点听到几时系曾经系教训过人呢
？And forgiveness, I'd rather just cancel the other person.
如果系原恕咧，我其实都系可以饶恕别人。
So that leaves us with almost nowhere to go except Paul says something in verse 10 that he says so often that we almost just miss it.
好似喺保罗喺第十节里边咁所讲。
In the sight of Christ, in the presence of Christ.
在神耶稣基督的眼中，在耶稣基督的同在当中。
See, the letter of love, the discipline of love, and the forgiveness of love, they are all perfectly realized in the Son of God.
在这个原谅当中，我们是最重要是知道耶稣基督。
We have the Bible, God's word, his love letter to us, a letter which exposes our sinfulness,but also reveals his great love for us.
我们有圣经，神的话语在当中，一个是最重要，是我们可以饶恕人的。
And Jesus, as the word, he is the fulfillment of that love letter by taking on the greatest of discipline, the punishment for all of our sins, to achieve the greatest forgiveness of love.
耶稣本身他自己就是一个饶恕 最可以表现的，因为他自己是承受了所有的罪。
Just notice the amount of times that Paul says the word pain in this passage.
我哋睇到喺保罗喺呢封信度写咗几多次呢个痛苦咧。
Pain creates beautiful stories.
痛苦系可以制造好多好嘅事情。
And it is in Jesus' pain, in him condescending himself to humanity, to suffering at the hand of unjust sinners, in pouring out his tears of anguish and affliction for broken people such as you and me, in seeing the pervasive depravity of this world, and in taking that punishment upon his shoulders on the cross. You see, friends, that is what comes out of love.
因为耶稣基督即系为咗我哋嘅缘故，佢而且因为我哋缘故，佢饶恕咗我哋。呢个就系睇见呢个饶恕嘅力量。
The forgiveness of sins, the restoration of broken fellowship with the Heavenly Father, the cry to forgive them, for they know not what they do, the invitation to a forever family.
因为喺饶恕当中，我哋邀请每个人都嚟到我哋家嘅，成为我哋家庭嘅一份子。
This is what Jesus did for us.
这个就是耶稣对我们所做的一切。
You want a love letter like no other?
你想写一封信，爱的信是好像不是其他那么简单的信吗？
Read the Bible.
读圣经。
You're afraid of talking about discipline and punishment?
你恐惧去讲紧管教同埋惩罚吗？
Look at the cross.
看下十字架。
You're not sure about forgiveness and whether it's necessary?
你唔覺得饒恕係一定需要嘅咩？
Look at the empty tomb.
你睇下空嗰、那個封空墳墓。
Behold the resurrection.
睇下嗰個耶穌基督嘅復活。
You see, Jesus is not dead.
因為耶穌基督係唔係死亡嘅。
God's love letter to us climaxes in the person and work of His Son.
神嗰个爱系因为当耶稣基督从最高潮嘅时候，耶稣基督系复活嗰阵时候。
Do you know him?
你知道
？Does his gospel move you?
神嘅福音系咪可以感动你咧
？Do you realize that you are part of a family that has been sealed by holy blood?
你每记认清咗你我系其中一个神里边加嘅每一个分子，系用神嘅宝血，耶稣嘅宝血系去成全嘅咧。
See, here's one thing that I've had to learn over and over again: that Jesus is not some intense taskmaster ready to point his fingers at me every time I fail.
我哋要知道耶稣基督唔系一个即系净系指责人做嘢，而净系用手指话叫佢早啲做嗰啲嘅一个人。
He is the one who welcomes me in all of my messiness, all of my brokenness, and he says, "You are mine. I delight in you."
就算我哋我嘅生命中好多乱七八糟好多唔好嘅事情，耶稣基督其实就系话你系我系喜悦你嘅，我系爱你嘅。
Now, if you're here and if you're not a Christian, all of these things probably don't make sense for you.
我哋可能如果我哋唔系基督徒，唔系信神嘅，呢啲好多事情我哋好似觉得唔系好合理嘅。
But what if you could experience a community like no other？
如果你觉喺呢度，我哋去经历到呢、这个团契嘅话，你会觉得点咧
？What if you could enter into family？
如果你可以系进入呢个家庭，你会觉得点咧？
A place where the truth is told, where vulnerability is on display, where there is real heart change, and where people are restored.
喺个地方系真理系会讲出嚟，然后咧我哋嘅软弱系会被显出嚟，让我哋嘅心咧系会改变，让我哋每个人都系可以回复。
You see, in Christ, we can have that.
喺耶稣基督，我哋可以有呢啲。
That's why Paul is able to say he can forgive for their sake in the presence of Christ.
所以保罗就系咁讲，佢可以系原谅，因为耶稣基督嘅缘故。
See, Paul was someone who used to hunt and kill Christians, and he was zealous for God for all the wrong reasons.
从前保罗佢系去追杀所有嘅基督徒，佢系好对于神嘅好热心神，不过系一个错误嘅原因。
He knew what it cost to forgive.
佢知道嗰个原谅嘅代价。
It's the blood of Christ.
耶稣基督的宝血。
That's also why he can say, "Anyone whom you forgive, I also forgive."
所以就喺今日嘅经文所讲嘅，任何边个人你可以原谅，我都可以原谅。
Paul looks at the church, the Corinthian church, and because they have exercised church discipline, because they have been obedient to the apostles' exhortation, because they will hopefully restore and forgive this person, that is what a Christian church looks like.
这个基督教会是怎样呢？就好像保罗所讲的，他会是进行教会的 管治，仲有佢哋係喺當中係會係信服信徒嘅鼓勵，同埋佢哋有一個可以希望到可以同呢個人有回復嘅一個弟兄嘅關係。
This is what Christian family looks like.
呢個就係一個基督個家庭嘅應該係咁大嘅。
Do you want that?
你想唔想有咁咧？
Are you willing to sacrifice to make it happen?
你愿唔愿意去牺牲为咗事情发生咧？
Let your eyes gaze on the one who saves you by his grace and follow him with every fiber of your being.
你眼会定睛喺呢个系拯救你嘅人身上，同埋佢嘅恩典身上，同埋跟随耶稣基督。
Let's pray.
我哋祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天父，我哋多谢你。
We thank you for your painful love that you shared for us.
多谢你对于我哋嘅爱系几样痛楚。
May we always look to Jesus.
让我哋每成日都系定睛喺耶稣身上。
The author and perfecter of our faith.
系我哋嘅信心嘅始祖。
You lead us into true Christian family.
你引领我哋去做真正基督嘅家庭当中。
Where forgiveness and restoration are continually shown.
是因为原谅和我们复活是一个重要的。
We do this by the power of your Spirit.
因为我们耶稣基督的缘故。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样是奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求。阿门。Amen.